This is Soundside. I'm Zeki Hamid. I'm in for Libby Denkman today. Anastasia Renee wears many hats. They are a former civic poet, a Hugo House poet in residence, and an educator and interdisciplinary artist. Sorry for that. Author of the books V, Forget It, and the upcoming Side Notes from an Archivist. They are an adherent to writing every day in an uncompromising voice. Anastasia Renee is also a former Seattleite, and living in Washington for more than a decade, they recently left for New York City. We caught up with Anastasia Renee back in August to talk more about their time in Seattle, how they worked within institutions to open doors for other artists of color, and how there is still so much work to be done.
I think of Seattle as a lover that I love so much that, like, gosh, I love her so much, but it's just time to go. We had to part ways. We still will communicate. We're still going to be friends, but it was time for me to go. My name is Anastasia Renee, and I am a writer and interdisciplinary artist, also an educator. So much happened in my personal and writing life in Washington State and in Seattle. I raised my children here or there, and I also shifted the way I thought about my work as more things were happening in my career. I taught the longest in Seattle. You know, I taught at Seattle Girls School for 8 or 9 years. So it's really always hard for me to answer that because it means so many different things. There are so many overlapping connections there. But career-wise, I would say it is in Seattle that some of the biggest things happened for me in my career. It was the first time that I was ever, you know, a poet in residence in a large writing institution. It's the first time ever in my entire career that I won an award based on my work, the James W. A. Award through Artist Trust for a literary prize. It's the only time I was in a government office for a Seattle civic poet. I never thought I would mix like poetry and political stuff. So it just, Seattle means a lot. It means a lot to me. And it also carries, I felt the burden of trying to open doors for other people, and also the burden of trying to make institutions aware of systemic racism. And so I think on the outside, it looks like, oh, Anastasia's doing this. Oh, cool, she's doing that. Oh, they're at this thing. And it's like, all those things are true, but there's always other things happening behind the scenes, you know? After being Seattle Civic Poet, the next thing for me, if I think about career-wise, would be to be the Washington State Poet Laureate, right? That's the next biggest thing. And then I came to a point where it's like, I didn't want to do that. That wasn't my personal career trajectory. And I'm so excited, you know, about Raina Priest being the current Washington State Poet Laureate. I got to this point where I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do next? I've already had the privilege of, you know, reading at these events and holding this position and opening these doors and being at this gallery, and now what? And I still have the drive and the conviction for the and now what. I haven't reached a point in my life where I say, this is it. There's no now what. I'm totally comfortable with this. So I knew that for me to continue my personal career growth and creative growth, that I needed to move away from Seattle. That doesn't mean that I won't come back. Who knows? But I know that right now in my life, I needed to move away. Sometimes Seattle, you're like, yeah, this is like oh my gosh, there's a neighborhood that has rainbows on the ground. Like, that is so cool. Like, Seattle is so liberal and progressive. Like, everybody supports and loves one another. It's like so cool. And, you know, in some parts of Seattle, sure, I would say that exists. But sometimes people use that, and when you're really digging into the institution or its employees or its rules or its regulations or its statistics and data, you're like, actually, this is not the case. In some cases I've experienced, it's been total oblivion. I remember saying to someone, do you realize you've never had a person of color in this role, like ever? And they might say something like, what? Are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, I'm very. And then it's the whole thing of like, well, I just got here and I'm going to make change. And I had, you know, I had no idea. It wasn't me. I feel like Seattle goes from we're open, we're liberal, we support, to like, if you call someone out, it's like, nah, that's not me. Those are the people before me. You know, like, change is slow. We're working on it. And I think Seattle is really good at saying what it's working on. It's working on a lot. I mean, Seattle is working, okay? It is working on a lot of things. But, you know, in these last 5 to 6 years, I've just been like, I think it's great that you are acknowledging that you need work and that you are working on it. But I really want to see, I want to see what the work looks like in action. I want to see your work as a verb, not just a noun. Like, what are you doing? I try to write a lot with form, and I don't know, moving is its own, you know, real life form, you know, when you feel like you're always changing locations or trying to find that new coffee shop. You know, moving and searching and looking is showing up in my form on the page, to be more specific. I think, too, moving gives me a different perspective to write about old topics. Like, I like to go in noisy places to write. I need the fodder behind me. I want those conversations behind me. I want random sounds. And because I'm in a new location, that background noise and those sounds and these conversations feel new. They're not new, you know, but it's a new group of people. It's a new street. It's a new neon light. So I feel more creative, but that's only because I'm around new things. New things, writing about old topics. I really miss just randomly walking down the street, any street, or going any place and having somebody say, hey, Anastasia! And me either touching elbows with the new COVID or, you know, have you been back? Yes, okay, giving hugs. I really miss that feeling, and I am nostalgic for that. It's for the cheers feel. I want to go where everyone knows my name, not for stardom, but just because it's like community, you know?
That was former Seattle civic poet Anastasia Renee speaking with us back in August about their move to New York. Thanks for listening to Soundside. Don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime right here online at KUOW.org or on your favorite podcast app.